Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, a new reality show star is born. No, not that one. This one tries to stay in the realm of the sacred, not the profane. We speak with the winner of BET's Gospel Music Competition Program, Sunday Best. That's in just a few minutes. But first, we continue our international briefing in South Africa, where Jacob Zuma was sworn in as its fourth post-apartheid president this Saturday. Zuma is a popular but polarizing figure. His career has been marked by a number of scandals, from a rape charge from which he was acquitted to accusations of corruption, which collapsed. Now it is Jacob Zuma's family life that is drawing attention both within the country and internationally. He is the first elected president of South Africa to practice polygamy. Zuma, a Zulu, currently has three wives and 19 children. At the same time, South Africa's ruling ANC party has made gender equality a central focus. A third of Zuma's cabinet ministers are women. So we wanted to know how South Africans, especially women, are responding to a trio of first ladies. And what does Zuma's marriage say about the status of gender equality in South Africa? Here to talk about this are Feral Hafaji, editor of the Mail and Guardian newspaper and Sunday Times political writer Moipone Malefane. Welcome, and thank you both for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Feral, I'm going to start with you. In this country, the role of first lady is symbolic, but it's important. And I wanted to ask, in South Africa, are there these expectations? Is she expected to be a public figure? It varies very greatly from country to country. In some countries, one does not even see the first lady unless she's on an international visit, for example.
In South Africa, Zanele Mbeki did have an office within the presidency, and we had assumed she would play a much more public role, given that she had an office and a secretariat. She had a couple of really high-profile inter-African dialogues on conflict and on peace building, and then also on microfinance. But she wasn't as public a figure. I don't think that this time around we're going to see the first lady in the mold that one sees it in the U.S.
Moipone, how much interest did South Africans have in Jacob Zuma's life and profile during the campaign? There are so many issues on the table, as there were in the U.S., but and not to continue keep making the comparison, but there have been times when the First Lady's remarks, for example, Michelle Obama's remarks in this country, did generate sort of news coverage. So was the fact that Jacob Zuma practices polygamy a part of the campaign? Was this something that was discussed?
No. I think things are done differently here in South Africa. There are different people, different cultures, and so on. And what has been happening politically, you find that it's more a masculine campaign where the wives are not there. For me, had 1994, you know, if Winnie and Mandela did not divorce in 1996, I think Winnie would have played a different role, but it wasn't going to be more of a first lady, you know, where she will profile herself as a first lady. Her personality, she was going to be out there and be in the media, and then maybe we would have developed an interest where then. But given Jacob Zuma with three wives, the first wife, she's unfortunately, you know, your rural wife who is not even educated. I don't think she will have interest in anything that has to do with public life or anything. Even during the campaigning, none of the wives were there. But the one that she got married to in November 2007, after she won the ANC presidency, that's the one that we sort of saw them together in some of the public gatherings and so on.
Has there been any polling on this topic? Has there been any reporting on this topic in the media, how South Africans view this question?
It is a big deal in certain quarters, but also it's not a big deal because polygamy is accepted in the country. And the only thing is, how do you understand it? It wasn't practiced at home where I come from, but...
It was or was not?
It wasn't practiced. But in the villages, in the village where I come from, I do know families where their father had more than one wife. So the only thing is, the first wife is the head of the family. She's the mother of everyone, which is what Jacob Zuma has done to us as South Africans during his inauguration, whereby he took the first wife by hand and introduced her to the crowd, and the other wives were seated somewhere, not next to Jacob Zuma.
And Feriel, is it Helen Zille, the leader of one of the opposition parties, has made his multiple marriage a political issue. She accused Zuma of putting his three wives at risk of contracting HIV. She, of course, was referring to the rape charge against Zuma, where he was accused of forcing himself on a woman who is HIV positive. He, of course, said that the sex was consensual. He was acquitted of that charge. But it struck me that Zila's charges were kind of an indirect way of drawing attention to his practice of polygamy. I wanted to ask, how are South Africans responding to this line of criticism from Zila? I mean, part of her argument was that this shows a lack of regard for women and a lack of respect for gender equality.
I do think that there was quite a debate on the hustings here, where in our paper and also in various other fora, women did begin to question how you square polygamy in leadership with a constitution that provides for the equality of women. Now, Moiponi says that our constitution does recognize traditional law, and there are various legal means of recognizing polygamous marriages across numerous communities, including African and Muslim communities. But what feminists here were raising is how the ANC, the party which has gifted us with this advanced equality clause, is now going to practice that when its president is involved in a polygamous marriage, three wives. He also has another woman for whom he has paid lobola or bride price. We don't know whether he's going to fetch her to take her as a fourth wife, but there's a great chance, I think, that we could end up with even five or six first ladies. And I do think cogent questions asked about how we're going to understand this when there are so many various gendered struggles still to be fought in South Africa.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin, and we're talking about the political impact of South African President Jacob Zuma's plural marriage. Our guests are South African journalist Feriel Hafaji and Moiponi Malefane. Also, there's the question of cost. There are other leaders in the region who practice polygamy. The king of Swaziland, for example, has more than a dozen wives. And there are those who are starting to raise the question of cost, accommodating multiple households, accommodating transportation, security, the protocols issue. Has anyone raised this question, Feriel?
I think that was, for me, quite sadly, the only question which we raised. Who's going to be the first lady? Who's going to accompany him on trips? What's going to be the governing protocol for this? I think it's very early days, but if you consider that we pay for a variety of traditional monarchs, many of whom have a number of wives, the state settles those bills. I think it's quite clear that the cost of the presidency and of the presidential wives is going to be borne by the taxpayer. But it's a little bit early for that to have been regulated or gazetted in any form. But precedent does suggest that it is going to be borne by the public purse.
Moiponi, I wanted to ask you the same question about Helen Zille, the leader of this opposition party. Now, she is the premier of the Western Cape Province, which was challenged by, and her party was a stronger contender, I think, than many people thought it might be in the recent elections. She is white, it has to be sort of pointed out. Has the white minority been more critical of Zuma's practice of polygamy? Is this perceived as an ongoing political issue? Or do you think it's just a story that's of interest perhaps to those of us outside the country for whom this is just a very different cultural style?
I think people, the political parties, especially the ANC, except for Gwadamantashe, who came out and made a political statement like Helen Zille. He said Helen Zille has declared herself an enemy. My understanding of Helen Zille's statement is she's trying to control the Western Cape. Western Cape, to a certain extent, is one province that hasn't been transformed. So her statement for me, I don't think is to remind the people of the Western Cape to say what I have and what I'm going to build with you in the next 5 years, ensure we do not lose it. I can safely say for me it's a racist statement to say Western Cape needs to remain white. So all these things that she is raising now is issues that, to a certain extent, white people and maybe black middle class and so on are uncomfortable with Jacob Zuma.
All right. So final thought from you, Moiponi. Do you think this is an ongoing issue? Is it more of just a matter of sort of curiosity at the beginning of this new administration? Do you think it's an ongoing question for South Africa?
I think other issues will come up. This one may die now. And I understand COSATU is saying it will make Western Cape ungovernable, and Helen Zille has been reported to some of to other institutions. I think has been reported to Human Rights, if I am not wrong. I would expect her to protect the sisters, but I think she undermined Jacob Zuma's wife. She's got little regard for them, and her statement has nothing to do with them. She is a political statement, no interest to say, I'm saying this statement to protect them.
Ferial, final thought from you. Is this an ongoing political issue or more just a matter of curiosity at the beginning of a new administration?
I think that the polygamy of our president presages other things. And for me, it suggests that I think we're going to become a more conservative society, a more traditional society than the often modern urban country that is our defining image in the world. And I think that's going to have certain key moments to watch. There's a fairly, for me, a dangerous piece of legislation going through our parliament at the moment, which has to do with limiting the existing land rights of rural women, bringing them under the yoke of traditional chiefs far more than they were. Women are highly concerned about that. I think we've got equal pay battles to fight. A recent census of women in business shows that the numbers are going backward, which seems to mirror what's happening in the U.S. And what do you do when this occurs in a country that's becoming, on a gender level at least, more conservative? So beyond the spat with Helen Zille, those will be the issues I'd like to watch.
Ferial Hafaji is the editor of South Africa's Mail and Guardian newspaper. Moipane Malefane is a political writer for South Africa's Sunday Times. They both joined us by phone from their respective newsrooms in Johannesburg. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.